Yeah, I like that better.
It's fine. It's good fried or good boiled, either one.
How do you, tell me about how you slaughter a hog.
Slaughter.
Yeah, and what do you call the meat? Like, when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Take the sides out.
Yeah. Well, just tell me how you go about the slaughter.
Well, the first thing you to do is shoot it. And far dead with his brain. Then you have some men that turns him up and just take it in the butcher knife and dig down to bleed him good.
Mm-hmm.
Cut a little place down through here on his heart to go to his heart and bleed him. Then after bleed good, then you take him and put him in a scalding box. Warm water.
Mm-hmm.
Shake him or turn him somewhere just so many minutes or seconds or whatever, according to the way how kind of heat you got on your water. If it's real hot, you can't let him sit a little while. Do you set his ass?
How do you get him down there? Talking about a big 200-300 pound hog.
Put a man.
Yeah.
We killed down here in my lot on the spring branch for years. But the last 2 years, he's been a can. Put him in the pickup truck and can him in a different place. Where they got a place, it's a way to pick him up.
Uh-huh.
And put them in the trough. And we'd pick them up and hang them up on the thing, just cam right on out and dress them, and take interlight on them,
yeah.
Gut them, and then you lay them in the truck, bring them home, cut them out. I used to lay mine on the house, smokehouse or something of them, air out, cool out. And then when we take it down and trim it, put the lard in one tub or something in there. They lean meat and sausage in another container. Then get them fixed. Then you cut that lard up. Women always, any sister, you'd help us or something, have somebody help us. Or maybe a boy to work with or something. And cut that lard up in little pieces about that kind of big, just about that square. And you put it in this kettle, cook it, put a big fire on it like we were talking about building one in the air. And it takes about an hour and a half to cook all the kettle of it. Strain it in large stands in and set them away.
Why are you cooking it to get the...
That grease comes out of the meat. Don't have enough of crackling, just dried meat. Cooks out, you see. That's a grease, what make bread with.
What do you call that kind of bread?
Well, you can just feel bread, but cracking bread, you can make crackling bread. You probably have eaten crackling bread, have you?
I've heard of
it. A lot of places served in this country. You go out here, stand, he died, had a hard thing, died out here on the, just off the interstate, but in here, Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And he serves, he'll serve you old ham or anything you want, and he'll serve you crackling bread with it. Cornbread like was cracked.
I don't care.
I don't care. Go for it. Now, a lot of people are crazy about it. A lot of people ask them while they're cooking them. We'll eat them, pick them up and eat them and all, but I never did care anything about them. They eat any feeds us, they're chickens. Well, they're crazy about it, you know. They'll eat on them for weeks. She'll throw out so many every day.
What do you call them? The kind of meat from the hog that you boil with greens.
Hog Joe.
Okay, what about something that's got a lot of fat in it? Mostly fat.
Well, that wouldn't be much, wouldn't be very good. That, I don't know what you call the kind of meat you're talking about. If a hog wouldn't be fat, it would have quite a bit of muscle in him. It wouldn't be too good, but if you did fat, he don't have much muscle. And then it's not good meat in it. Well, the ones I've always had, very little we have, it's not perfect. Of course, he was a poor hog, he would have a lot of muscle. It'd be a lot of muscle, it wouldn't be hog fed deep.
Yeah. What are names for